Getting an accurate picture of illegal immigration in the U.S. is tough. The Pew Hispanic Center has crunched numbers from a variety of sources, and here's some of what they report. There are more than 10 million illegal immigrants in the U.S., largely from Latin America, and most of those are from Mexico. It's a population that is spreading across the country. They find work these days in construction and in the service sector, and we'll hear more about the issue of illegal workers in a minute. But first, we go to Kansas, where the population of both legal and illegal immigrants is growing. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Sylvia Maria Gross reports.
On the outskirts of Kansas City is the suburb of Olathe, considered a mostly white, religious community. But across the street from the county courthouse, a few Mexican businesses have sprung up over the past few years. There's one called Latino y Punto.
Latino and nothing else.
Owner Samuel Morones says when he came here 8 years ago from Mexico, he had to go to Kansas City to get any kind of Latino products.
Ahorita mismo en cada tienda, en cada
Morones says now every supermarket here has an aisle of Hispanic or Mexican goods. He says at first it was just migrants from Mexico, but now men are bringing their wives or marrying here and starting families. Down the street at the restaurant Mariscos Veracruz, customers watch a Mexican soccer match. Many are reluctant to talk about their legal status. Waiting for a seafood salad, Alex Hernandez says he was born in Mexico and lived in California when he was younger.
Well, I used to live in California like 14 years ago, and it was good. The last time I went there like 5 years ago is really bad. And compare Kansas is really good. This is a quiet place.
The Pew report confirms his experience. Many Hispanics arrive in places like California, Florida, or Texas, but are now moving to Midwestern towns. Hernandez says he has legal residency here, but this 28-year-old mother does not. 10 years ago, she was just beginning her college education in Michoacán when she and her husband decided to come to the U.S. She first worked on a farm in Florida, but here in Kansas, she has a data entry position at Sprint headquarters. One of the main findings of the Pew report is a growing number of mixed-status families, where some members are legal and some are not. In this woman's case, her two children are citizens, born in the U.S., but she is undocumented.
Para cualquier cosa, lo único que los que califican son...
She says it gets complicated when she applies for services like food stamps or health insurance, to which only her children are entitled. Even without legal status, she has a decent job and good schools for her kids. As a single mother of two now, there would be few opportunities for her back in Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.
Highlights of the Pew Report on immigration can be found at npr.org.